The announcement comes after months of speculation as to whether Crist would face ultra-conservative GOP Senate hopeful Marco Rubio in the GOP primary or go independent. The former would have meant campaigning against a once unknown opponent who now leads him in some polls by nearly 30 points. While the Rubio camp paints Crist's move as one rooted in political ambition, Crist told a crowd of about 300 that something else was compelling him to disembark.
My decision to run for the United States Senate as a candidate without party affiliation in many ways says more about our nation and our state than it does about me. As someone who served the people in Florida more than 15 years, from the state senate to the governor's mansion, I can confirm what most Floridians already know. Unfortunately, our political system is broken.
The crowd consisted of both Republicans and Democrats. Many were teachers praising him for vetoing Senate Bill 6, also known as the Teacher Tenure Bill. Crist said he prefers to focus on policy rather than politics.
I haven't supported an idea because it's a Republican idea or it's a Democratic idea. I support ideas that I believe are good ideas for the people. For the people.
He was ready with a list of past decisions that challenged, if not ignored, the Republican Party line. His mention of SB 6 garnered an especially warm response.
Whether it's offshore drilling, whether it's, and stopping it, whether it's fighting for our teachers and our children and education, whatever the issue might be. You know, expanding our hours for people to be able to vote back in 2008. Some didn't like that. But I believe in democracy and the people have the right to choose.
Governor Crist frequently said the words people first in his speech and condemned the political battles that have soured Tallahassee and Washington for many.
They've had enough of political fighting. They're tired of the games and the name calling and the politics of destruction. And my friends, I know they want progress and not gridlock. They are tired of things not getting done for them, for you.
That comes months after Crist viciously attacked Rubio over his use of a state Republican Party credit card. He even accused the former state House Speaker of getting his back waxed on the party dime. That didn't come up in his speech. Instead, as several Rubio supporters held signs accusing him of betraying the GOP, Crist took aim at party politics.
It's not one club's decision or another, or even a club within that club. It is a decision too important. It is a decision for all the people of Florida to be able to make. And so that's why we go straight to November.
Republicans, including former Massachusetts governor and presidential hopeful Mitt Romney and South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, had urged Crist to drop out of the race completely. While many from that party have criticized Crist's move, some applaud him. Watson Haynes, a community activist who was Crist's appointee to the Florida Commission on Human Relations, switched his affiliation from Republican to Democrat earlier that day.
The Republican Party basically said that it did not like Charlie Crist, did not like his politics, that he did not fit in with the Republican Party. And if that's the case, and if I believe in Charlie Crist and we have the same political beliefs, then they don't want him, they don't want me.
Kathy Bell is a teacher and a Republican. She said that when it comes to political parties, she'll go where Crist needs her.
I'm going to switch. I was switched to be a Democrat, and then I'm going to switch back because I believe that we just need a man who is willing to listen to what the people say and not just listen to what a party boss says.
Sharon Flory is also a teacher, but a Democrat. She supports Crist because of SB 6.
He's always listened to the citizens and the constituents, and I'm very happy to see that he's going to continue to listen to us. He needs to be our next U.S. Senator.
George Brown, a Republican, said that he knows Crist personally and thinks that the GOP's portraying him as merely ambitious is inaccurate.
I would only say those of us that know Charlie Crist know that he has a good heart. He has a truly cares for the people. And that's not Charlie Crist, pure ambition. I mean, he's done, a good job. And every time I've seen him, I've talked to him, I've watched him in action, he will definitely try to always do the right thing for the people.
There were even some prominent Democrats there to show support, including former Tampa Mayor Dick Greco. Another was St. Petersburg City Council member Wengay Newton, who did not explicitly say he supported Crist.
I think he's going to do well. I do. I think that him going independent is going to relieve him to do some of the things that need to be done. He's, as you know, most of the time you have to do things for the sake of party, and you can't do what's needed for the people because that's not what's popular with your party. But I think, and in case in point, was the stimulus money. I mean, he's a governor of the state of Florida, but he got crucified for taking money to keep his state running, and that was only federal tax dollars.